This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome, welcome to CBS Mornings on this Tuesday. I'm Gail King.
I'm Tony DeCoppel.
And I'm Jerika Duncan.
We are going to begin with the latest on the looming threat of a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine and the growing American response. As Ukrainian troops remain vigilant, around 8,500 American troops have now been put on high alert, meaning they are ready to deploy at short notice to NATO countries in Eastern Europe. Yesterday, with pressure building, President Biden had a profane hot mic moment with a reporter asking about a different subject, inflation. And of course, he's also facing questions from members of Congress about all his plans. Weijia Zhang is a questioner of the president. She's at the White House for us this morning. Weijia, it's not easy being president. I think President Biden's learning that anew this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning to everybody, perhaps the hard way. Well, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer have requested that the White House give all members of Congress a briefing on this situation. Now, the White House says that that potential troop deployment was always part of ongoing contingency planning and not in direct response to any action by Russia.
I had a very, very, very good meeting. Total unanimity with all the European leaders.
From the Situation Room, President Biden had an 80-minute video call with European allies on ways to respond if Russia invades Ukraine. The Pentagon has ordered 8,500 U.S.-based troops on higher alert to possibly deploy to NATO's eastern flank. And some American forces who are stationed within Europe may be called on to assist. It's not just a military offensive the U.S. is on alert for. In a new bulletin to law enforcement partners nationwide, the Department of Homeland Security warned that if Russia feels threatened by a U.S. or NATO response to a potential invasion, it may conduct a cyber attack against the U.S., from low-level denials of service to destructive attacks targeting critical infrastructure. So far, the administration has not imposed preemptive sanctions with hopes that diplomacy prevails. President Biden is also under mounting pressure to revive his domestic agenda and deal with rising prices. A recent CBS News poll found the majority of Americans disapprove of how the president has handled the economy and inflation. On Monday, when a Fox News reporter asked him a question about inflation, Mr. Biden fired off an insult.
Do you think inflation is a political liability?
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
That Fox News correspondent Peter Ducey tells me that about an hour later, President Biden called him up to clear the air. He said that the president told him it's not personal, and they talked about moving forward. Jerika?
Weijia, thank you. Russia says it's watching America's actions with, quote, great concern. Analysts say President Vladimir Putin could order an invasion at any time, even as Moscow accuses the West of escalating tensions. Holly Williams is in Ukraine covering the growing crisis. Holly, good morning to you.
Good morning. While the U.S. government's warning that Russia could target America with a cyber attack comes as no surprise to us, because we've been reporting on Russian aggression here in Ukraine since 2014 and the many different forms that it's taken.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky told his people last night not to panic as NATO deploys fighter jets, troops and ships to reinforce defenses in Eastern Europe. Russia still claims it has no plans to invade Ukraine. But roughly 100,000 Russian troops are now massed along Ukraine's border. The question for Ukrainians is not just if Russia will attack, but how. Russia's invaded Ukraine before, seizing control of the Crimean Peninsula in 2014. But the US is warning that Russia could use more secretive tactics.
And paramilitary tactics, so-called gray zone attacks, and actions by Russian soldiers not wearing Russian uniforms.
Russia already stands accused of that in eastern Ukraine. We witnessed Russian-backed separatists take control of towns and cities in 2014.
Can you tell me, are you Ukrainian or are you Russian?
I'm just a person.
You're just a person?
Yes.
You won't tell me?
No.
That conflict's now killed more than 14,000. The US says Russia controls the armed rebels. Suspected Russian hackers have also succeeded in crashing the power grid in parts of Ukraine. When this power station came under attack in 2015, nearly a quarter of a million people lost electricity.
There are still hopes that diplomacy can resolve these tensions. Russia's President Vladimir Putin and the French President Emmanuel Macron will speak on the phone in the coming days. Gail.
All right, the world is watching. Thank you very much. Holly Williams reporting from the Ukraine. U.S. Navy maneuvers in an area disputed by China were interrupted by a crash on the deck of an American aircraft carrier. An F-35 fighter jet was trying to land when it crashed yesterday, injuring seven sailors. That includes the pilot who did eject safely before the plane hit the deck of the USS Carl Vinson. A Navy official says the impact on the ship was superficial and the crash is now under investigation. Two American carrier strike groups are conducting exercises in the South China Sea.
Now the latest on the coronavirus and a series of setbacks for government mask requirements. A judge struck down New York State's mandate last night, ruling that Governor Kathy Hochul went beyond her legal authority. Hochul imposed the mandate last month after a surge in COVID cases. She plans to appeal the ruling. Meanwhile, seven school districts are suing Virginia's new governor, Glenn Youngkin. He issued an executive order last week allowing parents to let their children avoid mask requirements at school. And on the vaccine front, possible good news. Pfizer announced this morning that it plans to study the effects of its Omicron-based COVID vaccine on healthy adults ages 18 to 55.
Looking overseas, China is taking a hard line against COVID with the Beijing Winter Olympics less than 2 weeks away. One district in the capital is being targeted this morning under the country's so-called zero COVID policy. Millions of people have been told not to leave the area. Elizabeth Palmer looks at the country's maximum effort to keep the virus from disrupting the Olympic Games.
All the residents of Beijing's Fengtai district lined up in the cold for mandatory COVID testing this weekend after 31 cases were reported locally. And with the opening of the Winter Olympics just 10 days away, smaller scale testing was going on across the city. The overwhelming priority is to stage an Olympic spectacle, mainly for TV, virus-free. The venues are ready. There's even fresh snow at some of the alpine locations. But to minimize any chance of outbreaks, local people aren't allowed to buy tickets. Instead, spectators will be specially screened groups chosen from inside China. Meanwhile, from outside China, Olympic athletes and officials have begun to arrive. They're being tested at the airport, and then they have to enter what's meant to be a COVID-free bubble, the so-called closed loop, which means they'll be confined to fenced-off areas and ride special buses between their hotels and the sports venues. But already the Chinese say they've picked up 78 COVID cases among travelers arriving for the Games. And the influx has only just begun.
The Chinese authorities are so hyper-determined to catch every single COVID case that people who go to the drugstore these days wanting cough and cold medication, say, or something to bring down a fever, automatically get an alert ordering them to go and get tested. For CBS Mornings, Elizabeth Palmer, Bangkok.
We have an update to a story that we told you about yesterday. A young woman in Bridgeport, Connecticut, who died last month under very suspicious circumstances. Lauren Smith Fields was found in her apartment by the man she had had a date with the night before. Her family accuses police of mishandling this investigation. Newly released autopsy results conclude that her death was, quote, an accident. Elise Preston is here with more on the story. You're back again from yesterday, Elise. It's very troubling. The more we hear, the worse it seems to get.
It's very concerning. Good morning, Gail. Preliminary results from the state paint the first real picture of how Smithfields died. The medical examiner found Smithfields died of acute intoxication from a combination of drugs and alcohol. The results showed fentanyl in her system along with two other drugs. The autopsy says the combination of those substances with alcohol led to what it calls an accidental death. In a video statement last night, the family attorney said they believe there was foul play.
Someone introduced those drugs to her system, and it wasn't her. And we want answers right now.
Now, the attorney did not explain how the family knows she did not take the drugs herself. The man hasn't been charged and is not considered a suspect, so we are not naming him. According to the police incident report, Smithfields' date told police that two spent the night drinking, eating, and watching a movie. At one point, he said she went outside to meet someone and later fell ill, but the two continued drinking. Smithfields allegedly fell asleep, and hours later, around 6:30 in the morning, the date says he woke up next to Smithfields, not breathing, and called 911. The full autopsy results will not be made public, but the family can request it. Smithfields' family is also still waiting on its own private autopsy results, which are expected within the month.
This is so troubling, Elise, because, listen, the autopsy doesn't show how the drugs got into her system. So we still don't know that, and we are just to believe what the man says. The man who, by the way, has not been identified publicly.
Right.
He could say anything.
We have not identified him. We have tried to reach out and make contact. We have not been able to do so. But the family has been questioning from the very beginning, has she been drugged? They say they found an unidentified pill in the home. They said they sent that or they had police take it for processing. We call the state lab. They don't have anything in their possession related to Smithfields' death.
And we're not identifying him because he's not been charged?
He has not been charged. He is not a person of interest, according to police.
Well, I think just how the family responded to how the police didn't really listen to their calls for concern is also disturbing. Elise, thank you. Now to a story affecting every American, the rising cost of groceries. Fruit and vegetable prices went up 5% in 2021, according to government figures. Now, orange juice may soon be in the shorter supply, making breakfast more expensive as well. Manuel Bajorquez is in Florida with more on this story.
Jerika, good morning. Florida officials say this fruit represents a $6.7 billion industry in the state that supports more than 30,000 jobs, according to the latest figures. But in citrus groves like this one, an invasive insect is spreading a disease called citrus greening to once healthy trees, and that's taking a bite out of the crop.
See all that? That's all next year's crop right there.
At one of his groves outside Orlando, Brian Farina showed us what a healthy orange tree looks like.
That's what you want.
Yep, so this is what we want.
And what a tree plagued by citrus greening looks like.
So it kills it from the inside.
Yeah, all the roots are going to go first.
Wow.
So when you have no roots, you have no leaves, no fruit.
Some trees don't die, but produce oranges that are smaller, green, and have less sugar. Not as sweet, harder to sell, and bad for business.
There is no known cure for citrus greening. In fact, in groves like this one, it's safe to assume most trees have some degree of it. One telltale sign, the amount of fruit that's fallen to the ground or is unusually small.
Here's how hard Florida's orange crop is getting squeezed. At its peak, the state produced more than 244 million boxes of oranges a year. This year, it's forecast to produce only 44.5 million. Prices for orange juice concentrate rose nearly 14% in the last year amid strong demand during the coronavirus pandemic, and the low crop yield will likely drive prices even higher in 2022.
About 93% of the crop goes into juice processing. We've seen strong, stable demand for Florida orange juice, but we don't quite have the production that we had before.
The disease is threatening family farms like Farina's. His grandparents started it 70 years ago when they first put down roots in Lake County, Florida.
This is what you devote your life to.
Yep. Yeah, all of our land is citrus. And so when you hear numbers like that, it is devastating.
Florida's Fruit and Vegetable Association says over much of the past two decades, the number of acres harvested for oranges in Florida has dropped by more than half as some farmers look for other work or sell their land to developers. Brian Farina, for one, says he does not plan to sell his land, but he has diversified what he grows. Tony?
Manuel Bojorquez in Umatilla, Florida. They call it nature's hometown, explaining why the price of orange juice keeps going up. Manny, thank you very much.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to CBS Mornings on the go ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.